This morning, welcome to you guys. Welcome to those who can't make it on the recording. Just a welcome over there on the Pie Club. Just a reminder, you can shift to speaker view to get this full screen in the recording. That's what I'll have. Yeah, but I like to leave it like this just so I can see what people are doing. Hey, AJ, good morning, man.
Cool. What's up, Barry?
Good. All right, we're going to dig in today. We're going to cover three topics today. Two, and then I'm going to dig into the money game with you guys. We're going to do a live version of that, and then I'll follow up with the fourth podcast of the day today, which will be kind of a review and marching orders and an action plan, because I know something like this is could be overwhelming. Hopefully, in the last couple podcasts, it's been calmed down a bit. You guys excited? Who's doing the money game? I know five or six people wrote to me. Who's doing it? One, two, three, four. Mark may do it. Joey?
Well, I don't know about the money game.
All right. Get all the January podcasts into your head, man.
Okay.
We're going hard on this. All right, good. All right, very good. I'm going to assume everybody's in on this, and I asked you guys to email me a number. An amount you're going to propose on this thing, which won't make sense to you, Joey, but you'll know it. Hey, good morning, Renee. Cool. And Fred, man, are you out at sea somewhere, or maybe you're home? Cool. All right. Good. So today we're going to dig into three. I want to hit one for Todd right here at the top because he's got to jam out of here, but we're going to – let me just get this live. And Todd has something, and I'm glad Dale's here. I mean, it's kind of the same realm you're playing in. I know Todd's looking at doing something pretty different with it. He's looking at currently no great person performing a balloon science show. I love when I first read this. And hey, let me ask you something, Todd. How are you feeling about this 2 weeks later? I always love letting 2 weeks sit between the pitch of an idea and when we start getting into it. What's happened inside your head during that time?
I'm kind of in the same place. I still think it's a great thing worth pursuing. I think I can knock it out of the park. One of my hesitations is I don't want to make my career doing a balloon science show at schools and libraries. I want it to be like a chunk of what I'm doing. Like the guys can probably relate to this. Like I love working for kids, but it's not all that I want to do. And by having it like a third of my business, I still love it. But like earlier when I was doing like a ton of like birthday parties, I got burnt out quickly and I was like, I just don't want to do that. But the balance of like working for kids and then working for corporate stuff, it's really energizing. And I'd love to see this show fit into that to be like one of the parts of my business that keeps me going and energized as opposed to it being like what I'm known for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes great sense. You know, it's funny when I read this, and it's really fun to hear because we only talked about this on written form. So it's funny to hear you talk about it. I never saw you doing this more than just a little bit, and then just branding it and getting it out to people, and being the face of it, of course. It's funny. I think I probably mentioned in something in our group or something. Bill Nye came to our town in the fall for this big film festival we have in this small town I live in.
Oh, that's better lighting.
The Wild and Scenic Film Festival. Bill Nye came here. Man, it was freaking pandemonium. It was seriously like Elvis landed here with kids. So science is cool again, you know?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, you see his movie. He goes into these mega arenas. He's, these 30,000 seat theaters he's selling out. And it's kind of remarkable to see what's going on. So, yeah, I mean, is there a great place? Is there an important time to talk about science? Can you go? You know, what pops up for this thing instantly is your just ability to jump onto TV with this thing anywhere you want, anywhere you go. It's just talking about the importance of science. TV, right. You know, I used to always get on TV with Sugar because I had a bowling. Hey, Jen, good to see you, man.
Hey.
And we hope we get a little man appearance at some point here.
Maybe.
But, you know, you can jump onto TV anytime. Jen did it. I mean, Jen, when she was out here in Sacramento, got on TV. It's like if you can do something visual, you can get on TV. And talking about science, talking about the importance of it in our life, regardless of what our president thinks about science, you know, it's a great time to go in the face of it and pitch that. So,
I think so.
Yeah. So I'm all over it for you. What I'm all over it for you, though, is you being the face of it and having a couple people. You know, licensing is going to be massively important for you for this thing. Getting a name that you know, not just a name, but the name that becomes synonymous with this science show. And I mean, what did you say you got some domain? Was it Balloon Science Show?
Yeah, balloonscienceshow.com. When I started looking into it, I was like, who has balloonscienceshow.com? And no, nobody does. There is this is private. So there is the guy that owns balloonscience.com is a balloon artist. His name is Charlie Bruce. I know him not super well. He's in Arlington, Texas. He is nothing on balloonscience.com.
Oh, interesting.
And then when I started to reach out to mutual friends, they said he's basically like full on into Scientology. Like he's not really doing this at all. And he should be like the Steve Spangler of this. Like he should be like the big guy, but he's just not. And there's nothing in that realm. There is a good show that a friend of mine wrote and he licensed. It's called the Mouse Trap, or like How to Build a Better Mouse Trap, where it's a Rube Goldberg balloon sculpture to catch a mouse. And it is it basically illustrates the five simple machines: inclined plane, pulley, lever. So you build all these things and then it drops a net on a teacher wearing the ears. So that's been a pretty successful show. It's a good show, and a bunch of people do that around the country, but it's not like science experiments at all. It's totally different. And it's not at all my style. And it's also harder to plug people into to do, because it's super idiosyncratic to that script and that sculpture.
Right.
And my vision is these are a collection of balloon science experiments that you add personality to, and then you can do the show. Because with the skill set that the performers have, you add that with balloons, which are visual, and the science tricks. I think it's a great market.
Good. So, you know, let's just talk about getting some legs on this thing. You know, why do you want to do this? Clearly there's probably a good financial piece in it. We can put that.
Some of it is financial. Some of it is also, I really view this as the vehicle to get to really use balloons for good in this world in a way that we're not used to. Like, I'm used to like bringing joy to people, bringing joy to events, but all of that is like pretty temporary.
I love that.
And using this to get kids excited about science, and also getting excited about balloons in a different context, as like, this is a medium of communication and expression that really jazzes me, that it could be used for that. I also see there's a hole in the market.
Awesome. Yeah. And this income, you know, what I love so much about this is I would move this towards being passive as soon as possible. And this is not an impossible, this is a great vehicle for passive income, because this is something, like you said, you write the show, you own the rights for it. People are out performing it and you're getting, you know, $50 every time someone lights this thing up in some city around the world, or $100, whatever it is.
That's
an impossible vision. It's something people have done. There's some people doing it really well with the, what is it, Jen? Not the Devil Sticks or Diablo. Oh, the Diablos, I think. I think there's a couple of companies doing this with Diablos around the country. So this guy's out of Santa Barbara, California, though. I had a chat with him once. But, you know, just interesting to take care of the baits, the pieces of it, the name of it, the branding of it, the simplicity of it, the putting it out there, and the licensing. You know, you had one of your concerns that people would rip it off, and yeah, some of that's going to happen. But
I think it's really stealable, because my other concern, which is on the list a little bit lower, that maybe the guys can relate to, is there's like nothing that I do in my show, which is like everything is either original from me or like one of my friends. There's no like, you could just open up a book and buy it from a magic shop. But like with balloon science tricks, they like already exist in science textbooks. So I feel like, where's my original contribution to this in the world?
Packaging.
Right? Does that make sense?
The packaging, the branding.
Yeah.
The message.
Yeah, but it also makes it easy to steal, because what am I protecting?
Yeah. So, you know, that's why it's important, you know, and we'll get to that when we look at the how of this thing. But really, in this stage of it, it's you have to be the guy who creates the image and the excitement around it and brands it so that people want that show. And then, you know, enlisting entertainers all over the country to do this thing. You know, yeah, you can go out and rip it off, or you can do it legally and get the support and get the bookings, get the national directory that we're having and marketing this thing out. So someone's going to grab something, you know, man, that's going to happen. It's not ever going to go away. But boy, you know, let's give that this much and let's give the development of it this much. You know, it's just what happens. So, I mean, these are some good whys. I think you could even come up with some more about this. You know, my favorite about this thing is the passive income and the getting kids excited about science. You know, those are real biggies in my world as an entrepreneur and as a parent. It's like, that has to happen. You know, we got to get this country back in the game, and you can do that. So, you know, what for this thing? This is actually, but we'll save that for the how. Let's just put, you know, what to develop for this thing is to storyboard out this show, right? I mean, you have to have the story of a show that just rocks, and you can do that. You know, the takeaways, you have to be able to show administrators what they're going to get that they can't get somewhere else or can't comprehend, you know, what they'll leave with this thing with. And the more specific that you can get for what the students will take away from this thing, the easier the sell is.
Yeah, I was just going to peg that to what's in the science curriculum in elementary schools or middle schools.
Totally. You have it already published. The core science stuff is all what they have to do.
Barry, Todd. Hey, Todd, how's it going? Dale here.
Great.
Barry, they've changed the STEM program now recently, and they're starting to do STEAM, which also puts art in there.
Nice.
Again, doing that, you can do the balloons, which is the art, because I've kind of dabbled around with that, and then focus on the science. So he's actually got two programs with the STEAM, which is the science and then the art branded in to one program. So from an educational point, it's actually giving two things instead of one.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's one of the things that I thought about is I keep fairly busy doing balloon workshops. Mostly like for companies, like team building programs, but it all started as like camp balloon twisting workshops, which didn't pay really well. So I sell them to companies, but to package a science show for kids and then a workshop later on is kind of a full day thing. And then when you combine that with some art, or just like a variety show, it opens up the ability to go somewhere, not just do like one show in the morning, but to do like an entire program. And that's more exciting to me, to fill a full day of activities.
Hey, can I chime in here for a quick second as you're at this early stage? I thought of this about 3 minutes ago regarding ideas and copyrights. Just so from my experience, you can't copyright an idea, but you can copyright the expression of an idea. So, i.e., the more you make your thing original, unique, like if there's a special balloon science trick and you have a name for it, it's called the blah, blah, blah that you create. That is one more step towards the copyright of your expression of the idea. So that protects you, i.e. And also, frankly, the other idea I want to share with you is the easier you make it for to buy your show versus ripping off your show will be one more step towards doing that. Like, I'm a guy here and I'm thinking like, oh, I could do all this and rip him off, or I could just pay blah, blah, blah and have everything, the name, the logos, the this, the that. And then it's easier for me to buy it from you than to rip you off. I hate to be commercial like that, but like, you know, if this is a concern. So then think about that. Barry's always talking about branding, but also specifically in your creation of this for your patter and dialogue, that you create unique original names, because then that is copyrightable.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, love that, Mark. Yeah.
But I need to find the balance between making it really easy for you to buy the show, but also like worth me doing. I could sell a video for $30. Like, here's the DVD and the PDFs of all the downloads, but that's not it.
And, you know, and really what you develop, and this is good, you know, the branding, think nationally, speak nationally. Like when you're on TV, we do these programs around the country. And what you're doing is you're getting entertainers and licensing them to appear at the show under certain standards. And, you know, it's
right.
They'll get a part, they'll get listed in the directory. Your national marketing can go out, can include them. But, you know, you, just what Mark said, you have to make this more value for them to be a part of it than it is for them to rip it off. I love the naming, the tricks. I mean, once you start owning that stuff, it is easy to hold on to that stuff. So, you know, what, hey, there's so much to do in this thing. You know, storyboard out the show, really, Todd. Just get a picture, get a big picture, find out what the STEM thing's teaching in certain grades. You'll have one. You know, and Obadiah, who's in this group, not here today, but he's a great person to talk to about this thing, man. That dude is the king of schools. He's I've looked inside his business, what he's doing. It's really crazy. So storyboard, takeaways they'll get. TV news, they'll be all over you. Literally, you come in, you teach the people how to do one thing, you get them to twist something along with you, you get a plug for it. Get 10 or 12 of those on your website for Balloon Science Show, and that's it. A sizzle reel out of that thing is all you have to really do to engage. Books, you know, it wouldn't be bad to write a book on this thing. You know, this can be later down the line. It doesn't have to be right now.
That's something I want to do sooner than later.
Yeah, okay. Good.
I'm looking for somebody who can help with the illustrations because like I said, a lot of the tricks are already existing. Like a large balloon connected with a hose to a smaller balloon, when you connect them, you expect the big balloon to blow up the little balloon, but the opposite happens because of the pressure. So that's like in every science textbook about like the pressure, like differentials.
Yeah.
So I need to rewrite that, but also have it resketched in order to publish it. And then those can directly be PDFs that I can give to teachers so they could use later on.
I have some leads on illustration if you want to contact me after this.
Definitely. Definitely do. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the idea of branding individual tricks. That's like,
love that. Yeah.
I'm interesting. That's cool.
So, you know, master the show. It's going to be you who does that, who really gets the show looking tight and good. And input from others, certainly, you know, as you go along, your colleagues can help you with that. But, you know, master the show, get the video, get the testimonials all about you, and have them always talk about the Balloon Science Show, you know, not Todd.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they really have to mention that because, boy, you can this is wonderful, and this should be a side project. This should be your retirement project, really. I mean, this is great, but lay the seeds for it now.
You know, do I need to have a name for the show itself, or like is Balloon Science Show too generic?
Yeah, it might be. I don't have a hit on that right now. Really, what I would is stay open to what comes up for you. Really about this,
Sam. I'm sorry, I got to weigh in on that too. You know, the title and stuff of the show is literally the first expression and communication that someone has with this.
Holy, yeah.
And if you have something that is clever but also indicates what it is, like, all right, everyone, please vomit after I say this. But it's just E equals MC balloon.
No.
You see, good. I mean,
you're saying, yeah.
You see how, like, that's a famous science thing, but it says balloon. So I'm intrigued. I'm curious. There's something there that's very clever. I encourage you to do some brainstorming and write down the first 50 things that you think with famous science ideas and balloons, rubber, stretch.
I love it.
That will be intriguing and cool and make us want to click on the website.
You're right.
Balloon
Science Show is pretty generic. So I did some promo pictures to just have something that I could use because I need to do the show in a few places, like some libraries or schools that I know. So I did some promo pictures to kind of light a fire under me to say, all right, send this out, book the show, and give yourself a deadline to actually perform it and get some feedback. So the link to that's in the chat.
Right as I'm starting to talk about when. You know, there's a lot to do on here. And, you know, some things, I'm just going to put some color dots, the green things, you know, the things that can start right now. It's like you should be going on this thing. You know, the news is later, but boy, get these things. Just these should be front of mind when you're going for this thing, all the branding stuff. You know, these, of course, man, you got to just this. Don't think about where you're at for this thing. That's tiny, but everything's about the national game here. And what do you need? I mean, it's a 45-minute show, 40-minute show or assembly like that. you know, I don't know how much you need, but really just squeezing all the good stuff, right, out of this pipeline of ideas you have and getting the really top things. This is a show that doesn't have to change very much, fortunately. I mean, it's and there may be subgroups of it. You know, you may be able to I guess there's just regular things, you know, the like you said, the Simple Machines, or you were talking about someone else does that show with Simple Machines and Balloons?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, sticking to the sticking to what they're actually teaching in schools is
the only thing I think of changing is kind of the science behind why things work for different ages, because you could do the same trick for younger kids and older kids, but like the older kids, there might be like an equation that you hold up on a sign.
Gotcha.
Hey, Todd, have you ever seen the Ned Show? They use yo-yos, and it seems to be a branded show that they just pump entertainers into. Yeah. It's thenedshow.com. I've seen this years ago.
I remember.
And they got everything branded around yo-yos, and their key thing is to sell yo-yos afterwards as their add-on.
Huh.
And some of the PTO moms love it. Other PTO moms hate it because then the kids want, you know, $15 yo-yos.
Right.
They do. Yeah. That's
selling in the back of the room for this is going to be super easy. Like, balloon kits are no-brainer. Little do-it-yourself science tricks, no-brainer.
Right, because I'm looking here at just simply the Ned Show. They have it well branded towards schools, so I'd suggest taking a look at their site.
Yeah. Who put that together?
I have no idea. It's just it's out there, and they promote it as Ned as a educational learning program. So they put Ned as actually their acronym. Never give up, encourage others, and do your best.
Mm.
Wow. I thought it was a guy named Ned.
Yeah, it could be a guy named Ned. So, it's just something I came across when I was researching trying to do a STEM balloon show. And I came across these people. And the way they actually brand their educational stuff, it's really quick and easy.
This is really well done.
Yeah, so that's kind of gives you an idea where I would see you would take this.
Mm-hmm.
Because then anybody coming to this sees it. And then, you know, from a perspective, if you're running this program, you would click on it and go, well, let's see, area or whatever the title would be. And then you would have your seven people that would be in each area.
Yeah.
If they're paying part of their subscription, boom. You're kind of doing the national advertising for them being part of the program. Then when they click on it, they get drop-down menus of seeing the seven performers in their area,
mm-hmm.
or the one in the state that does that. And then you're passing the link directly to them. So you're kind of like the advertising center.
Yes.
Yeah, there's magic in being a directory for this thing. And yeah, that's, is that AJ? Or you got something?
Yeah. I got, have you heard of Doug Scheer?
Yeah.
Doug Scheer sells off, he's got assemblyshows.com, and he's got, I think, maybe about 1, 2, 3, he's got 6 or 8 curriculum shows. And he sold off his Uncle Sam show last year, and everybody that buys it gets, like, all the props, the exact script, and the sole rights to perform it in, like, a 100-mile radius. And he sells it. I think it's sold out across the country in, like, a weekend.
I went to one of his lectures. He's great.
Yeah, and then he just sold his science show. And, again, he sells you all the props, all the backdrops for a big thing. So Barry was talking about retirement. That might be something once you get this show developed.
Yeah, it's really nice too. Good.
I think that's under School Assembly Shows. I don't know if that's Obadiah or Doug's in Facebook. He's got a whole forum that he's dedicated to just school assemblies, which would be your market to selling.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Man, this is great. Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Some people have gone down on this, and I tell you, with the science thing, man, I think it's and your history in balloons. I mean, you're that guy, you know, which is nice. You've made a name internationally in this thing. So I'd like to see you be ahead of this thing if it's something that you have a passion for. So, you know, make a there's a nice system for goal making when you kind of think about what would be worth it for me to do this in a year? Where would this business be? You know, you know, is it a 100K business in a year? I'll just use that as an example. In a year, you know, what has to be in place for that to happen? You know, a fair amount of people performing this thing, you doing some local people, but a website, national development. So, you know, then you just, you kind of look at what needs to be in place in 6 months for that to happen. And for this to happen, you know, for this to happen, what has to be in place in 3 months? You know, just backing this stuff up. So this is homework I'd really like you to think about, is where you want to be in a year. And then what do those stops along the way look like? And you can take this all the way down to, you know, where do I want this to be in a month from now? And then really, what does this week have to look like? And when you do that kind of clarity with it, Todd, what you get is you get clarity about, you know, where your time can be best spent and what you can outsource most easily. And you're not attached to it at all. You kind of go, this has to be done at the end of this week. This has to be done at the end of this month. So I'd love to see you walk back. I've done this system and I can go through this. You know, you just get a ballpark on kind of what you want, and I'm happy to go through this with you. You know, look at the breakdowns of what needs to happen. But, you know, this is all a long way of saying that I think you're probably a good person to do this. The timing is right for it. It's a no-brainer for TV, books, website. There's entertainers galore out there that would, you know, probably be able to jump into this thing. I know balloon conventions are one of those arts that get a lot of people at their conventions.
Yeah, there's a couple hundred.
Yeah. And, you know, leveraging your name and reputation to spearhead it is probably a really nice benefit that you'd wish you have if you didn't have it. So,
right.
It's good to have. So
if anybody has ideas on how to brand it, like something more creative than just like the Balloon Lab, send them my way. Cause I'd love to do something clever that is also.
Yeah. I think Mark's idea of just dumping 50 out of your brain is great. I mean, just open science websites and start looking at what people are talking about, or kids science. I mean, you will find something that makes sense. I remember Tom Newty, the bubble guy, his biggest act was he built it up throughout his whole show was, you know, at the end of the show, I'm going to make a square bubble. And it was just such a mind-boggling concept. But, you know, he did all these circles around. In the middle, there was a square, and he blew the smoke into it. And there was actually a cube in the middle of the bubble. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, if something can go so against what we normally think, and that becomes a big hook. So, wow, good. Where is it at right now for you? What do you want to, what are some rough ideas you have about that I could scribble down on some notes at least? And
kind of for branding?
Branding or even just kind of goals about, you know, maybe in a year where could this be, or what steps you want to take from what we've talked about?
Well, my first goal is to do it at least 3 to 5 times this spring. And so I want to, like, by the end of February, I want to have at least the first draft of what I want to be doing, like initial tricks. Awesome. And then in like March, April, I want to do it at least 2 or 3 times at like probably my daughter's school. I'll call up her teacher. She's in third grade.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's in third grade. So that'll be easy. I have a friend who's a librarian. I can go to her library and do it and get some real feedback. And then just because I don't want to spend too much time on the performance if nobody likes it. Like I need to make sure that's good.
Yeah.
Hey Todd.
Yeah.
Dale here. Just throwing out another idea for you. What about approaching a community college, one of the science departments, and just coming in and doing a fun science day in the lab? This way you could at least get a college testimonial from college students. Because this program could actually be sold to high schools too. It doesn't have to be just elementary. So from that point, you're coming in from a major university in New York is saying that this is programs, you know, really educational. The college kids found it fun, but it was so creative that I could see little kids liking it. Yeah. That gives you a lot of credibility when you go to sell the program to other people or just bringing it in and testing it.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till everything is tighter before doing that. But that wouldn't be hard. Like Cooper Union is in New York and it's small. And I could definitely, and I know a couple alumni that could get me into there.
I got a good friend who's a professor at Juilliard. That would be nice on your TV shows to say you've done it from first grade to Juilliard. It's not
right, exactly.
I don't know what you do there, but kind of a fun thing. Anyway,
and then I have somebody helping me with kind of like the science thing. Because what I really want to do is add something new to like the literature of balloon science tricks. And wow. One of my friends is, he's an amateur balloon person. He's been in this forever. He is literally a rocket scientist at JPL in NASA. Like, he has stuff in space, like part of the Mars rover. And he is super excited about helping take all these things and write it up the way that a scientist would want to. And I love having a forward from an actual rocket scientist and he was really like, he's jazzed about that because like that's his hobby.
That's cool.
So I want to be able to use that kind of like as the social proof of like, hey, this is like legitimately good stuff, even though it's balloons and it's fun. Like, let's tie it all together.
Oh, I love that, man. With the forward from an actual rocket scientist. That would be
actual
so cool.
Rocket scientist.
Yeah, no matter how fun you want to make the book cover or anything, but that would be really cool to just Bob Smith, an actual rocket scientist.
Yes.
Funny, man. Good. So, I mean, that's a nice chunk of, let me throw that up. I was just doing some of these things for accountability, and I think these are all good steps. And you know what I want to say on this thing is, man, as soon as you find a name, get on TV, even maybe before you've done, I did probably 15 TV shows before I had my book finished, you know, just a cover on Simon Sinek's Start With Why book. Get it out there because nothing will push you along harder than just like making it public or building these assets.
That is so true.
Just go.
Get on TV. Wow.
And public feedback. You'll see like what's instantly popular and what people are really glomming to, and that will help you create the program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think I should spin off like separate YouTube and Instagram and all that stuff, or fold it all under the Twisted Balloon, which is like everything I have is Twisted Balloon, Facebook, Instagram, website.
Yeah, you know, I don't like the idea of you mixing those brands.
Okay.
I like it to be a side thing. Unless
separate brand.
A really good reason to do it. And let it get popular and in demand first and then go, oh yeah, that's mine. You know, but tying it to something that you already have a big reputation on at this point, I think it would probably only dilute your big reputation and not help the lower one so quickly.
Okay.
Hey, Barry, National Science Week is the 11th through the 19th of August of 2018.
Ooh.
There you go. There's your TV connection.
Yeah, that's the obvious ones. And you can dig up other stuff along the way, too. And, you know, just find a reason, you know, find something in the news that's about science that people are talking about or, you know, a movie comes out or something happens, a discovery. It's like, that's just always good time for you to jump on the news and say, our next guest, you know, shows kids the importance of science and teaches them three important lessons. And we have him here today. And, you know, you just come out and you're like that guy, you know, it's incredible to be that guy. In your position to be. So let me just get one thing out, looked up for you. All right. So you got some brainstorming homework on names and stuff, man.
Yeah, and I like the idea of coming up with like a calendar of things that I could send to the media. Like, oh, like, hey, Christmas is coming up, you know, here's the red, like, if Santa's sleigh is gonna fly, we could create like a little balloon rocket. How does that work? You know, like,
yeah,
anything like visual that could tie it in there. So make little balloon Santa Clauses for the hosts, but then do the actual trick of like a balloon rocket flying across the screen. Right.
You know, and another thing you can really add, I mean, another benefit of being a part of your program as opposed to ripping it off is you can offer all your licensees, all the people who should pay an annual fee in addition to each show they do, really to have skin in your game, you know, that goes to development. You shouldn't come out of pocket, what I'm saying, for your costs, you know. It's whether people want to advertise or just to be a part of Balloon Science Show, the organization, there should be an annual fee that they pay to be in there. But part of that is you can train them also to be able to go on TV in, you know, their local area in Bakersfield. It's, you know, they all have access to your segment proposals. You can do classes for all your members where you actually just teach the, you know, there's a hell of a lesson on that in Showbiz Blueprint, you know, just make it yours. Yeah, to be able to teach your licensees how to go on TV, because, you know, you'll be on these original spots, but people are like, oh yeah, you're not always getting Todd to do this thing, but you know, all my licensees have been trained for this stuff, and
And honestly, local media is going to want somebody more local.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, and it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I flew all over the place to do TV shows. It's fine if you're there or if you have a real mission, a back-end sale you want to do, but if you can get it done with local talent, and you can, you know, basically any entertainer can go on TV pretty easily with a tight segment proposal of what they need to do.
So I had another thought. Is it worth, instead of looking to kind of create a community of performers that are paying money to do the show, which again is easily to rip off, does it make sense to try to create an inexpensive product for science teachers to try to get every science teacher to spend like $25 on like this book and these props so they can do some things in their own classroom?
Wow.
For example, one of the ones that I've been doing, I do it as an MC bit. You have a round balloon and you light a match under it and it pops. All right. Then you take another balloon and you put water in it. So now it's a water balloon, but you put it over somebody's head and you light a match underneath it and it doesn't pop. And it's this great moment of like,
really?
If you believe in science, it's not going to pop. Because like the match is not going to boil the water in the balloon, but there's like, ah, and I use a smiley face balloon because it's funny to add to that. But it's essentially about the specific heat of water and what it takes to do it. So that's like, it's like a great trick, which
I picture that on news, you know, with the perfect, the newscaster who has her perfect hair and her nice outfit. And you're just like, that'd be awesome. It'd be such a great a bumper, you know, coming back. We're going to have Todd Newfield talking about science. And you're just like right over her head before they go to commercial.
Right. So that's an example. Like, it's totally not an original trick. It's in science books. But also, that would be great to have in something to sell to science teachers, you know, because, like, they might want to do that. Like, is that a better, like, monetization of this?
You know, it can be an add-on, but, like, your strengths right now are, you know, that can be a kit that can come down the line, and it might be something to think about. But boy, you know, your strengths right now are in the performing. You have the ability to make this thing work. You have the ability to brand it, to get it out there, to start building some recognition. And then, but if you want to add something like that.
Second.
Yeah, jump in.
You seem overly concerned with whether it's ripped off or whether it's original. And you just got to just drop that, do what you want to do, and forget about whether they're going to rip it out. You're just wasting time and energy about that. Mm-hmm. Also look at, like, I don't know if you ever heard the magician Chris Angel. Like, most of his stuff was out of magic books that most magicians could do, but he branded it and filmed it and made it work in a way that was different than everybody else.
Chris who?
Hated him for it because they're like, well, I could do that, but they're not famous for it because he's the one that put in the work and got it done. So I would just totally forget the rest of that stuff. That's just my opinion. It doesn't matter if it can be ripped up or copied, because it's like you said, if it's easier to buy it, people are just going to buy it if all the information is there. And even if they're going to rip it off, they've got to put in all that work to do it. So I would just not worry about that. Because you brought it up a bunch of times, and that's going to be a stopping point for you.
Yeah, and Todd, I will tell you, and I work with balloons and stuff, that trick you just said, with the balloon over the head, I never heard of that.
That's so,
you know, like you're saying, oh, it's in every science book, but I haven't heard of it. And I do balloons, so don't worry about it. He's right. Go with your Todd energy.
I saw a guy do that similar kind of trip with a styrofoam cup. We were at a campfire one time, and he had put a styrofoam cup in, and it went up and ruined the environment. And then he filled it with water and put it in there, and it just sat there in the fire.
That's cool.
Todd, quick question. Who are you envisioning selling this to? Are you looking to sell this program to balloon people? Because balloon people may not know the science. If you sell it to science people, that's a different market again. So are you looking to sell this to magicians or balloon artists? Or I know you're looking at entertainers, but for the quick sell, what in your mind, who are you envision going for this? Are you thinking right now the blue people, or are you thinking science people, or are you thinking guy off the street?
I'm thinking entertainers that want to do educational programs, whether they come from like a background as magicians or jugglers or balloon twisters, but if they want to be on a stage in an educational setting, this would be a perfect show for them to get. Cause there aren't a lot of science shows that variety performers are doing. There's a ton of reading shows. Everybody has reading shows, diversity shows, willing shows are on the upsell. But as far as just science, it's just not there. And the actual, I will definitely market it to balloon people because I know that community really well. But more the community that goes to Kadabra or CAX, target audience are the ones that I'm looking for. Because the actual skill involved is not really hard. It's not like complicated weaving of balloons. It's you blow something up and you attach it to a tube or light a fire under it or like tape a balloon to a string. So a lot of those are pretty simple. One of my favorites, I have a balloon bed of nails. So you have a platform with all the nails, the balloon rests on it, then there's a platform, and then I'm gonna put Harry Potter volumes on top so you could see like how much weight it can hold. Again, you don't need any skill for that. You just need to blow up the balloon and just set it on there. I don't think it's worth marketing to the guy off the street because they're not going to be performers. Like you need to be a performer. You need to have a microphone and.
This is where you're going to get the science world, because if you've ever seen some of these science shows, some of these guys are really not performers. They're really science geeks. They just love science. So some of them make it fun, but a lot of the science shows that I've seen, I wish they had entertainment skills. So you may be finding a group of people that are buying this are just going to be a bunch of science geeks who go, oh, these are just new programs that I could put into a show.
So maybe the angle is to go to those guys and try to get them to be entertaining with the science tricks that they're doing.
I see
my show and be entertaining, and then you can use those skills for all of your other science stuff that you do.
Just my two perspective on this real quick. Is one, I get this feeling that when you're worried about people stealing, I think you got, from my opinion, it's the balloon community. That's where I think, because that's the easiest to steal. They know Todd, he's a balloon guy. I can do whatever Todd does. So that's where your one fear comes in. The second fear comes in is that you're doing science projects that aren't really yours. They're nothing new. But again, I think what the guys are saying here, and I think Barry is hitting it on the head, is when you package this, this is going to be a product. It really doesn't matter who you're marketing to. You need to have an idea of who's going to be your first target market.
Mm-hmm.
Because your voice of all your marketing and where you're going to talk to, you're going to have to be able to pitch to these people. So the concept of your program, it's broader, it's not a science program. This is a money-making school program that anybody could teach. You need to have just a little skills. You need to have a little science skills. You need to have a personality. You don't need to be an entertainer. You need to have a personality. And if you're a teacher with a great personality, here's a great program to make money on the side teaching science. Or if you're a mom who's a stay-at-home mom that's just got a great personality, here's a program that you could take this into libraries and teach it. So I think it's more of a personality, of a love of working with science, working with kids, than an actual entertainer. So I think your market is broader than just entertainers. It's the people who want to teach, who want to do something but don't know what to teach.
That is a much broader market. And they're also less likely to have their own show, so they would actually need this.
They would, and they wouldn't. They'd have no reason to steal it. So I think in that sense, you're finding the people who have a love for teaching aspect more so than, oh, I want to entertain, because an entertainer is all about creation. The person who's in teaching is, and this may be another market, is selling this to future teachers, future science teachers, who would like to go into Park District and teach a program. And granted, these are going to be college kids looking for money, but again, they love science or they're very outgoing.
Yeah, that's a much bigger market. I don't know how to reach that market, but I think that's probably the market to go after.
Yeah, Yeah, there's ways to find those people. But I tell you, I was just letting my mind roll around this membership site, Todd. And the more you could make it that this is, you know, you can add so much value to this thing that, you know, whatever, a monthly and annual membership fee. But all these things they can get that people actually want to pay because they're getting so much, you know, be in your directory, get training from you, whether that's a weekly an email sequence or videos or access to a once a month webinar, whatever it is, rights for your show, consulting with you or one of your trained balloon science show coaches that you get, the community they're a part of, discounts on balloons or whatever. I mean, you can probably, when you're buying that kind of quantity, you can probably offer more. Maybe an annual live event where you're you get everybody together. But I tell you, you could create something here that's pretty damn big. Your whole work is going to be right here in you know, getting your branding together and really making this like, okay, this is something the best guy in the world. I mean, you've been all over the world doing balloons. And I know it's funny when Nick was telling you and you know, chiming in about don't worry about it. We're saying that to a guy who's invented things, you know, that you're the only guy doing, and you get to go to Korea and China, and you're flown around to do these big things. So the idea of,
I'm quoted in the Wall Street Journal today.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of us, Suzanne Herring, who, you know, also.
Oh, awesome.
A reporter came to a balloon conference 2 weeks ago in Las Vegas and was trying to find like an angle to write a fluff piece for the Times. And so we spent a lot of time together and I'm quoted in there.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll put it on the alumni group.
Awesome. Please do. But it's funny. And you're sitting here saying, oh, don't worry, it's not original. But, you know, in this kind of thing, your originality is going to be all in this column. You know, it's just going to be how you package this thing, how you sell it, how you invite people into it, how they become part of this community, you know, and then all this stuff they get for being a part of it. Really. So, I mean, man, get to work on this thing. This is huge. The stuff that doesn't, you can do at your desk is storyboarding the show out, really studying the STEM stuff, deciding what tricks and what brands, starting to name them. You know, these things with the green, man, just jump on these things. Amen. Let's get these in place. And then also this one in red down here, this is important so you know where you're going, right? I mean, this is and I picked this number randomly. This might be a bigger number, it might be smaller, but whatever it is, let's figure out what you want to do and what it looks like to get that. What do you need in 6 months? What do you need in a month? And let's keep moving on.
So how long do you think I should take from having the show where I think it's good to starting to think about licensing and signing people up? Because I'm thinking at least in the next, I don't know, year or two, do it myself and then start to send other artists in my company in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area.
Year or two?
No. I mean, do you think it'll take longer than that to have people doing it in California?
No. I mean, I'm honestly, I'm thinking of February as a pretty impactful month for this thing.
Oh.
Just as far as getting these things in green set up.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a nicely branded site, you know, something that really just feels like everything about this is the place I want to be. I mean, even some of the examples we looked at, they're great, but they don't have the feeling of the community of what you're creating here. Like, you know, this is something you can do 5 days a month and change lives, earn a good living, be a part of something bigger. So, you know, just get these things. Let's think about, it's not too big to think about though in a year that you should be able to have this all over the country.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's not too big at all, but, you know, getting big you get the show together, get the name, do a show or two, find out what it is. And then go, I put a link in the notes here for your, segment proposals. The ones that I use to get on TV, just at the drop of a hat. Do what I do in each paragraph with your own thing and you get on TV about it and start talking about it. Because once you have a few of those under your belt and you have a flow for the show. And of course, as you're creating this thing, I mean, I was thinking of myself as you were talking about balloons. I'm hopeless. I mean, I'm hopeless. I don't know if I could ever do something with a balloon. But, you know, so be thinking about the skill level of what it takes to create this stuff as you're doing it. There's very few yous in the world of balloons. So, yeah, that's good. So, hey, drop a note to me of a follow-up on this, please, of what you're at, and we'll take a look at it again in, you know, like 2 months. We'll get back on here and do another one of these with you and just see what's happened.
Perfect.
But I want to hear about you, the in-between here.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. That's a lot of good. Any final words for Todd before we...
Yes, don't blow it.
Nice.
Yeah, you got a lot riding on this, dude.
Yeah, that's a really good one, man. It's a lot of fun.
This was really cool. I got a lot out of this. And Todd, if you need any help throughout this, just hit me up.
I will. I'm going to take you up on that.
Good to see you again, too, man.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
There's your millennial lead right there, man. Boom. Not just going to be coming from the older dudes. That's great. All right, cool. All right, let's clean that. Take a read on this. This is interesting. And how many people on here can relate to this? I'm going to put this up while I race the board here. I'm going to spend a little time talking about this. And also, I mean, I really invite those of you who are using LinkedIn to get in on this conversation. I mean, I have my own flow with it, and I'm using it in one way, but there are other ways to be using this that I'm not doing. But all right, so LinkedIn on a daily basis. Just a reminder at the very beginning of this thing, too. Hey, good to see you, too. Just a reminder to, at the beginning of this thing, Ted Padromo, who did a session for us on Showbiz Blueprint, alive again in the most recent version, he really digs into this thing. And also, if you drop him, connect him on LinkedIn, just drop him a note, tell him you're part of Showbiz Blueprint. He'll jump in, look at your stuff. He'll give you a free analysis and help you figure out your goals of that thing, of what you want to do with it. But I mean, for me, LinkedIn and you know, I might be selling myself a bit short with this thing, but this is where it fits into my life. I'm using LinkedIn mainly as a, I'm not using it to publish articles, to bring a bunch of traffic for myself. I'm using it only to connect with people I want to connect with. And they're always just bigger players. You know, this is who I love connecting with. For you to be doing this and to start and then where you want to work with your stuff, Tui, from what, you know, I really understand and know about you from talking, I would make a daily habit. And LinkedIn is a great daily habit. It's just a wonderful daily habit, or even a couple times a week. If you can just have regularity with showing up on it. And I'm going to get to the Brian Tracy thing that you asked me about here. I'll show you how that happened. So connect with big players. And I do this on a national level, and I really only do it in the sugar field. And I look for two things, and I'm actually tapering off this because as of like 8 tonight, our entire 30-day sugar-free website will look different. The ugly one will be gone, and it's branded so beautifully by Carrie Ann Edwards, who taught us about branding in Showbiz Blueprint. I wrote her a big, big check than I've ever thought about for branding, but boy, she made such a beautiful website. So there's a new person taking over. But what I used it for was connecting with sugar, for appearing on podcasts, for getting meeting JV partners, joint venture partners who could sell my program. And the last one I did was technical scientific people.
Barry, I have a question.
Yep.
There's like a pay version of LinkedIn. Is that worth doing to connect people with direct? And you know how much that ends up costing?
Yeah, I've had it for so long.
Have you done that, or are you on the free version?
No, I'm on a premium version, but I'm grandfathered into something that's really cheap. I'd be an idiot to ever give it up. I think it's, I don't know all the levels of that right now, to be honest with you, Mick. I haven't kept up with it. I do know that there's certain things, you know, their in-mail feature is, it's wonderful. I mean, I get emails back from people that, you know, whether they're, yeah, let's talk, or whether they're, oh, I don't have time right now. Or a lot of people have told me I can't endorse anything that's a commercial venture. Fine. But it's really, for me, it was just the only way to get in touch with people and talk to them. So, you know, that's going to be kind of up to you where you want to do this. But to, you know, where you're, grab a screenshot. Let me look at it this way. When I did my book, I started looking at who had a lot of following in. I just looked for who had a following, and I started connecting with those people, introducing myself. And what I did on a regular basis was, and I can mark them. I can have them show up top. What's that called on LinkedIn? I guess just if you follow them, they show up on top. there's a way to follow and there's a way to connect, and it may be different. Like if you look at the pulse, you know, the LinkedIn pulse, just Google that and go to that. That just kind of shows you a flow of what's happening. It's your people, but also what gets injected in there is what's trending, and you can follow people on there. So I follow people. And then if I start looking at big players in the, like I looked at, someone led me to Brian Tracy, and I thought, wow, there's a guy I used to study. He's written books on health and memory and living this. And I said, you know, I just liked him. So I went after him. I followed him. I started liking his stuff. I started commenting. And I did this for, you know, just like a couple months, just anything he did. And then I wrote an email, told him about my book, said I'd love to send him a chapter. He didn't answer the first time. Went back and I resent it with maybe just some different words in it. And then he wrote back and said, sure, send me the table of contents and the first, I think we wanted first chapters 1 through 3. Then I followed up with him and then he said, I'd love to. And he sent me a four introduction. So it's not complicated, but let me talk about what you're doing too. You're working in a, you know, regional market. You know, the people who can book your show, right? I mean, I would connect with everyone in Twin Cities, really. Just the funny thing about LinkedIn is, and it's so easy for us to forget this because we're ourselves every day, is, you know, my superhero pitch I talked about on Showbiz Blueprint ad nauseum about, you know, we are those people. So even just having a LinkedIn, before you do any of this, man, get your profile clean. Get your profile so good. Before I introduced anyone, I had someone do my profile and it was all aimed at being a podcast guest. It was all being a author of this book and sugar free, every single thing. And, you know, you go down a ways and it was, he's been a world champion juggler, but I didn't lead with that stuff because it didn't have anything to do with the mission. So, you know, get your profile. This should actually be first. I'll move it. Old school profile. You know, exactly who you want them to know you as, you know, who you want them to know, and make sure that is just rock solid. Pass it to me, please. Pass it around, put it on our alumni group, anything. And then just start connecting to people, send them introductions. And in this intro, Ted does a great talk about this on his lesson on LinkedIn on our site, but do something in there that lets you know that this isn't spam. And that is pretty easy. You can go to somebody's page if they're publishing stuff on LinkedIn. Let me go to the board here and take a peek at something here. I don't even know what the packages are like right now, Mick, on LinkedIn. I know they're very expensive though, because I tried to get someone on mine and I went on their help screen and they said, no, we don't do that anymore. Best search engine though, best search engine really in the internet for finding players in the corporate world, which is what we want. So even if you go to this woman's page, Sasha Bergman, Government Relations Representative, City of Minneapolis, you know, maybe you know something going on in Minneapolis. Well, he's government. And we should be able to see any posts she does here. And maybe she's not doing any posts because she's a government employee, but you know, over here, it's going to show you if you know anybody, and I don't. I'm just third level connected to this person, so I don't have anyone in common with him. But if you know that something's happening in Minneapolis or there's some event coming up, for you to have your LinkedIn page totally cleaned up, like you are the event changer, you know, the mood changer at events, and however you want to brand yourself, Minneapolis's homegrown entertainment wonder kid, you know, whatever it is, however you want to be known to people on the outside who you're introducing yourself to, make sure that your profile is just really nicely branded for that person. And then you would go to this Sasha's website, LinkedIn, you'd hit this connect button with her. It gives you a chance to add a note and you just say, hey, I know the blah, blah, blah is coming up. I'd love to talk to you about how I could make the opening 10 minutes of it something that would set the entire day up for success.
Barry, when I was doing that exercise looking for VPs on LinkedIn that we did a while ago, I was finding a lot of the VPs really don't post blogs. Sometimes they'll go out and like something.
Right.
But it's really hard to find anything about the VPs or certain people. It's like they're on there, but I don't know why they're on there. I think they went on there because either the company set them up for it, they're inactive. So it seems like a lot of the times I found LinkedIn stuff was kind of like, I found them, but it didn't take me anywhere.
Okay. You know, and it does depend on who it's playing with. The tool is still very valid. An in-mail, and I don't know what account level you have to have an in-mail to somebody, but those get delivered not only to their LinkedIn as a notification, but also their email it gets sent to. And some people who have it on their phone get a pop-up notification for direct messages on LinkedIn. So it's a good way through to people still. Tui, I know what Ted would tell you about this picture, you know, this picture of you on the ladder. If that's who you want to be known as, you know, that would be great. If you want to grab, even hire someone on Fiverr just to do a really nice artistic cover with like 3 or 4 photos of you with a nice background, and the photos kind of fade into each other and we get a real feeling when we see this thing. Yeah, this is great. I love this. On laughter through laughter and on through serious skills. It's fun. Funny. Oh, sorry. I was reading this and I was talking the wrong camera here. This is great. So, you know, Ted would probably tell you to touch up these couple lines, these first few lines that show when people first come to your profile, to just get them to really talk about your message, what you would want to do if you were at their event. And this is great. These are quotes from other people, I think, right? Watch the video below and see for yourself. I still remember how blown away Brian Keith Foyles was when he was watching your video when we were doing the copywriting session. He was like, oh my God, I'd love to write for this guy. You know, this is, there's crazy stuff in here. So.
Yeah, which that video below was just uploaded today. New one.
Oh, good. You have one down there? Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the one that, is this the one that you showed Brian, or is this a brand new one?
No, this is brand new. So this is
good for you,
man. 7.5 to 3.5. And, you know, it's more recent footage, so it's actual, you know, widescreen format instead of 4:3, which the
good. Oh, yeah, yeah. You did a lot of work on this.
And
great.
So.
Right.
Similar concept as far as putting it together.
Yep. Yeah, this is pretty insane. So, geez.
Man, all you guys are way more talented than me.
Hey, isn't this something?
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to remove the word juggler from anything I've ever done. This is not right. Hey, so Tui, this video is wonderful. And I mean, we're only 30 seconds in and, you know, I'm kind of already blown away. Then you get into the testimonials, which is great. But this is perfect really for someone to see. And this is a great intro. The fire thing worries me, you know, because I think the only thing people think about is we can't do that if he has to do that. And I understand that. But, you know, it's in there. It's,
in which during the video, when it gets to that trick, it cuts to the fireless versions.
Ah, good, good, good. Yeah. Good. If people, yeah. So, you know, this is good. I would feel great sending anyone to this page. All I would do is just touch up a little bit of, you know, and it's funny. I think this is a big difference is if you have LinkedIn, if you have a paid copy, it shows your video right here on LinkedIn, but you can tell on here it clicks and it takes you to Vimeo and you have to do other steps. I don't know what this experience is like on a mobile, but maybe it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it did show the possibility that you could, it did say uploading was an option, in which case I could just upload the same video as opposed to linking it.
Oh, please do. Yeah. 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 Please do. If they give you that option, that's great.
Yeah. It appeared to be the case. I just was kind of quick doing that. I mean, I literally linked that as we started this call.
Oh, okay, good.
Because it would just upload it to LinkedIn from my awesome. Final Cut.
Hey, so I'd be fine to send this. I would look at a different background picture that really paints the picture of you more on stage, less in the cornfield.
That was also, I just threw on like at 9, you know, 15 minutes before the call, just so you wouldn't go there and say, you don't have a picture there.
I know. So predictable. It's
like, okay, I know I can cut that one to fit the space.
Good, okay. Good. So, you know, this is good. And then, you know, let's just get back to some daily steps for you. You know, if you want to, or even just do it one day a week. I mean, forget daily. It's so intimidating, but just make, you know, Monday morning LinkedIn or something, or actually Monday, too much going on. I don't even really even do Monday on LinkedIn, but Tuesday I jump in there and talk to some people and just connect with any government people. Get that profile in place. I mean, this is number one. Just get it. Absolutely. Those first two lines of it so that you're people see, okay, this is a guy who I want at my event. This is really cool. Let's have this conversation. And then just start connecting, drop lines, find out what they're doing. You know, this is so huge. Just find what they want. You know, this is core conflict stuff. That we talk about in Showbiz Blueprint, find what they do, what they have coming up. Yeah. And this can be a government, you know, cause there's always stuff going on there. Corporate, festivals. And what's the other one I'm thinking of? Yeah, I guess that's more just government. I was just thinking of civic stuff, city stuff that's going on, festivals. Just look for these people. And all you need to do is find out what is going on with them. You can use Google Alerts. You can use just Google search. Find somebody's name who does something on LinkedIn. Head over to Google. Search what's going on. Connect some dots. And even if you do this, I'm telling you, if you do two people in 15 minutes every morning, you won't even recognize what's happened to your LinkedIn in a month. It's just really quick. And 7.5 minutes, plenty of time to find someone, corporate or government, festival, anything you want in that world, whatever world you want to look at, get their name, go Google them, see what they got going on, write an introduction, move on to the next one. It's a real easy flow.
Hey, Barry, I looked up the cost. Depending on what you're going, you got free, and then they got job seeking mode, which is $30 a month, business plan, which is $50 a month, and then the executive plan, which is $100 a month.
Okay. Yeah, they don't even have the business one I have anymore. It's like $230 a year or something.
Do they describe what each of those modes give you, Dale?
Yeah, they do. I found it on the Dummies website. Basically the business plan has 10 emails per month, expand profile views for a total of 500 searches, 25 introductions that you could use with connections. That's the business plan. And the executive has 25 emails per month, expand profile users to 700 searches, 35 introductions that you could use for connections, and full name visibility when you're looking for a third degree network member.
Well, what does the free one have then? Nothing?
No, the free one's got quite a bit. But it looks like it's just giving you the inbound email and more search results. More search results information.
Can you send any emails with free?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I have the free version, and you can't send anybody that's like a third degree connection an email.
Well,
they got to be like a first or second degree.
First or second, yeah.
Never.
You know, all I can tell you is try it, and also look for coupons. There's always LinkedIn coupons going around. Just Google that. Google LinkedIn coupon. You'll find something.
I also put the link in their the help, chat.
This is great. I mean, you can go on to their help. They have live chat. I hope they still have it for free people. But I've done it before and just say, is there any special offer I can do? I'm thinking of trying a business plan. And I mean, I know back in the day I told people that and they would go on and give a 30% discount or something on it.
There's a 30-day free trial.
Of one of their business plans?
Of LinkedIn Premium, yeah.
Dude, do that and challenge it. And not only that, but marry it to this 90-day money game we're getting to play, ready to play. My gosh, everyone should do that if you don't have a premium one right now.
Good idea.
Marry that into what we're going to be talking about, what we're going to go through here next. So, you know, you asked one of your questions to me, though, was it still viable? And, you know, the thing you said, no one's going on it. Don't believe it. It's, you know, this is a very viable. And our job has always been as proactive entertainers, as proactive entrepreneurs, is to pitch ideas, to create opportunities for people, not sit and wait for them to call us, because those people don't even know to call us. So my greatest fun times have been, well, except for the TED conference, which I turned down, but my greatest ones have been the ones that I discovered, you know, that I reached out to and just kind of said, here's an idea. My most profitable trade shows is when I approach people and said, here's what can happen at your show. That is our job. So that little piece right here, and, you know, get this. Premium trial. How much was that premium trial? I know the free one, but was that the $100 a month?
I think it's $100 one a month. Let me get back to it. That's the professional.
Oh, I don't know. I thought someone said that. I thought AJ said it was a premium trial. Whatever.
If it's premium, they don't have a they don't list a price for the premium.
Okay, cool. Yeah, see what you can do in that world. It's a it's well worth the time for as an entertainer or as anything else you want to do. Anyone you want to connect with. It's just it's. You know, it's the best time I can spend on the internet. So, all right. Where are you at with it, Tui? What do you want to do with it?
I've really done anything with it. It was one of those things that, you know, it's got mentioned so many times throughout the program. It was like, yep. I feel like I should maybe be trying to figure it out.
Okay. Do you want to make any commitment to, at least, you know, updating. I know you know how to get in it and play with it because you did that nice and quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. That's never a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've got a couple ideas from what you said about trying to replace that picture on the top sitting on the ladder. But a question, as far as like connecting with people, you know, and I was looking at it this morning and, you know, let's see if I click on, you know, my network. And then, you know, people I may know or I may not know, or then some, you know, people show up because they're, you know, if a number of my know show up because they're friends of Mix, for instance, for things. And, you know, should I just be, you know, whether it's someone I'm not necessarily going to send a introduction note to per se. I mean, should I just be trying to connect with as many people as possible when people are sending me invitations? Should I be, I mean, right. I know one of the things is, I think that was talked about with when we, you know, did the TED with Ted. Should I be limiting the amount of people I connect with who are in fact entertainers? Because that's one of the things. I've got a few of those. For instance, I have Jen Slaw invitation, you know, as another entertainer.
Oh, well, that one you always take. I took that one too. You can't not.
I figured that, but it's kind of like I've been accepting anyone who I know from Showbiz Blueprint, but
right.
You know, I mean, if I right, could, so it could pretty easily get bloated to where most of my connections are just other entertainers pretty quickly, I think, if you right. just started accepting.
Right.
I mean, maybe so there aren't that many out there. I don't know. That do yeah. use it. But,
so you get to pick who you're connected to, you know, whether you want to accept or not. And then you have these outbound ones. And the outbound ones, they may be difficult to do on a free plan. I don't know. And it may be possible. That's something you need to look into. But I will tell you, Jen, do you have a paid plan? Up, are you, yours is a free plan? Okay, I can't hear you, but no, it's fine.
I'm on the free plan.
Okay, so you built a great looking profile. I mean, you don't even know here. I mean, and look at the first couple lines here. This is great. I mean, this is straight up who you want to do. She's got the 20 years, structural engineer, artist. You know, and she says exactly what she wants to do. That's probably straight from the TED lesson. She just nailed that one perfectly. And then the pictures up here are nice, you know, social proof, been to a ton of places, done this, you know, all kinds of good stuff on there.
I mean, the main thing I do when connecting to people, always send some kind of personal note. I never just hit the connect button and don't add a little personal note as to either how I know them or some kind of little personal thing. And you can do that with the free version.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah, so... Up this thing, Tui. Just get this thing looking like you, you know, so it's representing you well. And then, you know, I was just saying about the context, don't accept everybody. You don't need to do that. Accept people you know, or, you know, obviously the ones you reach out to, the proactive ones. And if there's someone you want to connect with an entertainer, there's really no reason to, you know, you got your Facebook and email and there's other ways they can reach you in that place. So I don't use it as a, I only use it as a professional network. And in fact, it's a really nice, thick, you know, 10 pixel wide border around the rest of social media in my life. It's not just somewhere where you accept people because you have 40 friends in common.
Yeah, well, a couple of, I mean, I don't have that many to begin with. I think I've got, 33 connections.
Okay.
A couple of them, I get the email, this person would like to connect with you, and I click on it, and I go, oh, I've no idea who that is. I may or may not have a friend in life, but they're not an entertainer, so I'll go ahead and connect just, on the theory that, well, maybe that's someone down the road who gets me one step closer to maybe someone else or something, that's, and maybe that's not really the way to just accept, anybody because it grows your network and.
Yeah. No, too, you might want to just send them a quick message and say, hey, thanks for the message. Where do I know you from? So it's not just a spam thingy of, you're right. You don't want every single person, on your thing.
So, Tui, if you accept those people, accept them and just put it on your calendar that the next time you work on LinkedIn, you're just going to drop them a quick note that you can have in a Google Doc and highlight and copy and paste whenever you want that says, hey, good to connect with you on LinkedIn. What are you working on right now that me or someone in my network can help you with? Just put that out there. And if they don't answer, you go, okay, great, whatever, you unconnect right with them or keep it on. But just do something. Do something positive on LinkedIn every day. Give it a month. Do it during this 90-day money challenge, Just kind of say, I'm going to get this premium thing. If you can get this free trial on this thing.
Well, how about he does 30 days with the free version, leans into it. And then if he's really gets into a rhythm, then the next 30 days, do the 30-day free trial. And then the final 30 days decide whether or not it's something for you and if you're going to pay for it or not.
Yeah, man, this is great. Yeah. I'll put this in the notes, but yeah, this is the same one that AJ found. Oh, you already put it in there. Sorry about that. I didn't even look. Yeah, great. But yeah, touch up your board while you're free. Jump into that thing. We're going to start tomorrow is our 90-day money game, and you guys are going to be hearing from me a lot. In fact, I was wondering, I think I'm just going to jump into this, and if nobody wants it, they can opt out, but I'm going to create a little group for that thing because every single morning I'm going to schedule something for you guys to do to push this 90-day money challenge, because I would love for everyone to come out of this thing with some remarkable results, even if it's just a massive proposed column that they got out of their own way and did the work over and over and over again and did a year's worth of proposals in 90 days or even more of what they would have done. So if the email starts to be too much, I'll set it up as a different list and you can opt out of it. But I'm going to really try and show up in your guys' world. And I may even do it on a texting program too. Would you guys prefer that? Would it be okay to get a text every day just kind of with an idea to do?
I'll be honest. I think my first thought is I like the email because then if it's there, I can get right into what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Because the text on my phone can just get lost and disappear.
Okay. Okay. No problem.
Anything from you is okay, Barry.
Okay, it's all right.
Sorry, you're not my wife. I only do wife texts.
Is that true?
Well, I answer yours, but that's about it. Only yours and my wife, and very riddle.
Wow. Okay. No problem. Yeah, I didn't want text back. I was just hoping to get an idea, a quickie sentence or two idea out. Okay, no problem. I'll find another way to do it that's that way. All right. So, Tui, just accountability on the way out of this thing. Accountability, change picture, update profile, get the free trial.
Yeah. Writing those down.
Okay, I'm writing them up. They'll be on our notes too. Okay. Another thing that I'd... to whatever extent possible, and I asked you on the spreadsheet, and you wrote kind of your what the pessimist, the naysayer voices inside of your head. So I'd love you just to unwind those for even these 30 days that you're on this trial, and just say, I'm going to commit to this thing. And if you can do it in the mornings, 2-3 mornings a week, just do it like a religion, just a drumbeat, as my VA likes to say. Just the drumbeat is amazing to know that you're going to hit those things. So I'm going to put that on here too. What kind of idea do you have for that? Do you want to do it one day a week, or do you want to try and, if you have a 30-day trial, do you want to try it for those three days a week?
I'd probably, 3 days a week is certainly doable, 2 or 3. I mean, at this point, quite honestly, I don't have any work at the moment until April, so.
Oh, wow. Great time for you to change this.
Hopefully some ship work will come in, but
yeah,
that's where I'm at the moment, so.
Ship happens, man, so you. I see people, good. Okay, well, that's good. LinkedIn, Look at, you know, and I'm just going to put on this list too here, just you know, find out where you can connect in some of this stuff, man. Just find places, because there's some boring ass things that are happening in government. And you have this thing that you can tie what you do into any message, any agenda, any theme for any meeting. It's just crazy to think that some of these boring meetings are happening and you're not getting in front of some of the bigger movers and shakers in Twin Cities. I mean, even if it's gratis at first, just start meeting these people, you know, that can do introductions for you.
So when you talk about like a government event, what sort of,
yeah,
I just draw a blank when you write that. I go, oh, what do you mean by government events?
Okay, great. Let's, I'll do some power, we have in our town, we have city council meetings. Find out who runs the agenda for these things and give them an idea for a 3-minute opener that's going to, you know, fully, in, but make sure it's something big with a lot of people at it. Something big.
Hey, Barry, would it be worthwhile to kind of like shadow the local news people? You know, the people that do all the writing for the political stuff, because they're going to know the ins on what the government's doing.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Kind of connect with them on LinkedIn and see if you can't make a relationship there and find out, you know, what's the next biggest mayor's meeting or stuff. Because the mayor's office and stuff like that sends out their PR stuff.
Yeah, watching what the mayor's doing. I mean, that's exactly it. You know, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. That's got to be public. I mean, is it a daily schedule, isn't it? I've never tried looking at that. Maybe I did back in the day. Be interesting, though. Just kind of see what the mayor's doing. Where is he or she going? I don't know how that looks. It'll be interesting.
Governor, you go bigger and go for the governor.
Yeah, really. What are they? Yeah. Yeah. Who is the governor of Minnesota, man? They've had some big shoes to fill, you know?
Mark with, Dayton currently, right, Mick?
With the Jesse Venturas and Al Franken.
Well, I guess he's a senator. Yeah, it is Mark Dayton.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still committed to, you know, not taking in the media. I didn't quit when the program ended.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, man, there's random media, and then there's stuff that you can use for business, and you can filter all that down. You know, it doesn't, you know, my main thing was having people not turn on the TV and burn time taking that
right. Stuff
in. But yeah, can you go and see what Mark Dayton's daily schedule or weekly, monthly, what's he doing, where's he going to be? Wonderful thing to be. We had Mayor Tom Bradley do that back in LA back in the day. He made it the Day of the Juggler because we just kind of followed, found out what he was doing, got him to do a proclamation, and we did some little show at some little thing, though. But there was actually a proclamation, LA Day of the Juggler. Maybe they still have that.
So like, you're looking at what the governor or mayor is doing, and, you know, presumably this is future out, whatever, a few weeks or months or something. And then what you're looking for is some sort of event that maybe you could just do a few minutes at, as it were.
Exactly. And always pitches.
Again, not necessarily for pay in that situation. You're more looking to just get yourself out there in front of
people. Yeah, you're looking to connect. I mean, but I worked for Mark Dayton, Minneapolis, executive assistant. You know, these are all people who work for Mark Dayton.
Almost everybody in the mayor's office is probably connected to a PR firm in the city. Every PR person wants to be connected with the mayor, because when the mayor runs for election, he's going to drop how many millions?
Yeah.
And so, like, now you've got that list, then say you're going to try and connect with people or someone on this list, you know, how would you word?
Right. So this is a great example. So this is, there was someone who I thought was good. All these people probably just list him as a, as a reference water advisor at Governor. So this Anna Henderson, you find out something's going on in the Twin Cities with the water thing. He's going to be going to speak at it or whatever. Let's see. I mean, this all just takes a bit of Googling water advisor. Yeah, I don't know what this person does, but let's just take a peek. She looks fun. She looks like she'd like a good show. So, I mean, right away you can hit follow here, whether you're third level connection or anything. Boom. So that's okay. Kind of thing I do is just follow them. I hit their activity. And here's something here. Am I all good? Look at this. Gubernatorial forum tonight based on the environmental issues. So this is exactly what I'm talking. I mean, you don't usually get this lucky, but this would be kind of interesting. If she was doing something like this, you would just drop an in-mail and just say, Anna, I know you got this thing coming up in 2 weeks. It's this thing. Here's a quick, and this is on video. And I wouldn't even waste time doing a written letter on this thing. You just jump in front of your camera, make it look good. Do the one trick you'd want to do as an opening to this thing. I mean, you got to be able to do something with air, water, land, and
Then how, theoretically, I would send that to her via LinkedIn, but maybe you need the in-mail option at that point.
Yeah, you'd either do in-mail here. So this person is probably selected that they don't want to connect with people outside, so you can send an email. You'll see in these lists, sometimes it says connect, sometimes it says in-mail. I think they still do it that way. Yeah, so this one is like a connect. They have their connections open where you could connect with them. This one doesn't have their connections open, but you could send an in-mail. So for Anna, you would hit this. And just, you know, your water advisory, and boom, and you just say, Anna, have a great.
And so then if you're, like you said, doing this video, would you just throw that link in the, right in there?
Yep. Check.
And you have to keep in mind that most of these politicians are connected with some kind of association, too.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Just boom. Well, look at that. Using 1 of 15 in-mail credits. Yeah. I guess I got rid of it. Hope I didn't send that. No, I didn't. So that's funny that highlighting that made that go away.
Yeah. Well, it looks like Barry's got one more show in Minnesota to do.
I'm coming back. I just forgot to put the YouTube link. Yeah. So that's a perfect example. So see who you can follow, who's playing in that world. Executive assistant. Oh, look at this. Minnesota Children's Cabinet at the Office of the Governor. You know, this is kind of an interesting person too. Now, do they have the ability to follow them? No, they don't. Oh, now see. Yeah, so here you can follow them. Yeah, let's see what they're doing, if they're doing anything. See, now she's going to get something that says, why is this sugar-free dude following me? But this is great. Just looking up children's events, you know, what's happening with kids, welfare, support, child services, you know, just letting your brain kind of go, or even just going here to your helpful Google. Look at this child. Just start typing child. This autofill thing on Google is such a cheat. It's so amazing. Child. All these things. These are just ideas. Support, custody, access, place, Gambino. See, I don't even know what that is. Tax credit. But just doing child's tax credit. Minneapolis. So, you know, a key. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not on the screen. A key saver on. Sorry about that. All that stuff. It was on the screen. Sorry about that. I was just saying, if you just went to Google and just started typing in into this box, child, child, hospital, museum, support, the activities. But you know, your key here to not go down rabbit holes, Tui, is a timer. It really is literally a timer, you know, it's and stopping when the damn thing goes off. It's a, if you're going to do two people in 15 minutes, set it for 7.5 minutes, hit go, and don't breathe, don't drink, don't eat. Just be into that thing. Collect names, paste, cut and paste everything. And then when you have like a minute left, find if there's some event going on, if it's something that you can do, a really quick single sentence introduction, and then a YouTube link if you can do that. If it warrants a YouTube link for a dedicated one, it may just be something where you can send them to your profile. And just kind of say, I have an idea. Take a look at my profile.
And so for like any of like this government thing that we're just looking at in, you know, these events, are pretty much on any of these, are we looking to just, you know, go do it for free to make connections?
And maybe, maybe not.
Depending how big the event maybe looks to be. I mean, again, that, I guess that'd be another question. How do you then, so say you found an event that you maybe think, oh, I could work at this event. And, but now you're trying to make a connection where you're actually looking to, you know, present to them what you can do and be hired. I mean, if in something like that, am I still, do I still want to try and approach them, you know, via LinkedIn like this? Or if there's an event, obviously the event's probably got its own web page and maybe has the people who are connected with stuff. At that point, are you going through, you know, whatever their email might be at their web page as opposed to connecting through LinkedIn? Or
I want you just to look at this as what's in it for them and for you. You know, how can you get the most out of it for you? This is perfect timing with our 90-day money game. I will tell you that. Because you're going to be, I want you sending out proposals like crazy. If it's something for free, if it's, you know, it's some big event, and a whole bunch of people are going to be there and you're going to do a 3 to 5 minute opening, man, just go do it. Get your foot in the door, get some video, get some mentions, get some people you can thank publicly on LinkedIn and Twitter, you know, great time at your event last night. You know, and if it's something that you can stick a proposal on, yeah, do it. Get that connection through LinkedIn, invite them to talk about their event. Get on, create something for them, the ideas, put them together the way you can, and then do a proposal, you know, CICP, just jump into that P thing. Get that recorded on your money game chart, because the more you do it, the more comfortable you're going to get with it, the more comfortable you're going to get with putting a price on it, and some of them, you're going to get to put something on the green side.
Hey, Barry, what about a quick free 30-second or 10-second ad that they could use for their Facebook page that he does? If he does some kind of crazy little typo thing about water, air, and just plug it, and it's not really plugging him. It's like, here, I built this for you. Here it is. Here's my name. Boom. Use it for your marketing.
I love it. Yeah, I love this whole idea, too. Like, this isn't your father's water advocacy meeting. You know, and then just some crazy stuff of you doing with you know, one of your tricks where everything's just going haywire, or, you know, finding some way to make it fun. I mean, it's a great idea Dale has. Sending them to that. Wow.
And just give them a free ad. Give them a free 15-second ad that they could use however they want.
And you know what I love about this?
You're going to make some marketing person happy.
Yeah, and what I love about this so much is you could brand that. You can do all this in your pajamas. You know, you can have a 15-second reel that you use for all these things. Do a voiceover. Have their logo soft imposed down in the lower corner, and just do a voiceover. Lay it right over that video. It's not even like you have to go do anything live, but something that really highlights, you know, any 15 seconds basically of that crazy ass promo you shared with us, mm-hmm. or maybe even edited more tightly together.
Right.
But you know, the upcoming event, it's your own little mini generic CVI, but it's something you can share on LinkedIn with big players. It would be beautiful to do that.
Oh, okay. I had one other question, just a thought I had in reference to kind of going back where you talked about maybe following local celebrities or news people and, you know, seeing what they're up to. And from a standpoint of actually then ultimately trying to, you know, connect with them as opposed to just follow them, that'd be kind of thing, maybe follow them for a while, you know, see what they do. And then maybe down the road, you can say, hey, I've been, you know, following your foe for a while, enjoyed what you, whatever, and, you know, would love to connect, as opposed to just, you know, coming out of,
out of nowhere.
You look them up and say, oh, now I'll try and connect with this person who I've, you know because they're on the local news, but I've never, you know, I've no idea what they're doing here or if they're doing anything here.
No, I mean, this is exactly what Jen was saying. The more relevant you can get that little intro sentence or two, the better. I mean, if you see somebody in Minneapolis who just did a remarkable job, like covering a snowstorm and like fell, you know, down to their chest in snow, introduce yourself that way and just say, loved your coverage of this thing. And you can find all this stuff on Google, YouTube. You don't need to be watching anything live.
Yeah.
Just say, loved your thing. I do a lot of crazy stuff at work too. Boom. Here's a video of it. Let me know I'd love to talk to you about doing something together. That's, you know, that's your connect and invite both in once. And then just getting on with them either on a phone, a Zoom, a Skype, meeting them in person if you're there and creating some ideas together and then doing the proposal piece. But boy, you can do all this stuff. And some of them may just be for you to build your following, your connection base, and a lot of them should be for money. The boldness of making a proposal to someone will carry you a long way because it's just not done enough. And I really like the idea of you having a short video that you can slap a voiceover for any one of these opportunities you have to personalize it that way. All right, I got a bunch on here for accountability for you. Let me see if I wrote you too much. One should really design their own accountability, but there you go. Jen, I got close to my camera. I kept trying to see myself in the mirror behind you, but I didn't. I was hoping I could.
Couldn't quite see it. Breastfeeding break. I didn't want to do that on camera.
Right, exactly. That would add a whole new level to the... Is he available for a quick peek?
Yeah, sure.
You have the best photos on...
Can you bring him over here, Mom?
Is your mom there?
Yeah, he's with my mom.
Gosh, your mom looks so much like you. That gene pool is crazy strong.
Come say hi.
Look at this cute.
Oh, no way. Too cute.
Forget about it.
Oh. This is Gianluca. Say hi to everybody.
That dude's something, man.
Oh, man.
Wow. Man, that dude.
Oh, yeah.
Get close and see that dude.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Just bought the domain name motherjugglers.com.
Mother Jugglers. We talk about
figure that. Out something with that. All right, say bye for now.
Does he have balls in his hand? No, I see bricks. Oh, he's learning cigar boxes. Nice.
Yeah.
Juggle.
Who can? Oh man, we should. Anyone who on this call who can juggle should do it just to freak him out real quick.
Look at that.
Come on, Mark. Grab a couple balls for the little guy.
Yeah, geez, Louise.
Huey's got something handy. Okay.
Can you grab his
all of us on three? Ready? He's going to
freak me. Give me a second, I can.
Oh, look, look. Look, they're juggling. See that?
Girl, hand me three balls.
He's got more
sitting there going, Mom doesn't matter.
Wait. Yeah, there, go like this. Yeah. There we go. Look, they're all juggling.
It doesn't matter.
He's like, that's my world.
So Gianluca's juggling balls.
Woo-hoo! Nice. So. Oh, my gosh. The best, man. I love that dude. Cool, man.
Thanks, guys.
What a smile, man. Gosh. Makes me so miss my little man days. Cool. All right, guys. Well, heater up. Okay, LinkedIn. So did you see that sheet, too? Is all that stuff cool for you?
Yeah, I have most of that written down, and I can look at the replay.
Okay, cool. I'll put this on notes for you, too. So, and then, you know, I don't know how many people you want to commit to connecting with, but I tell you, you got to get those first ones out of you. And anyone here who's done it will tell you, but you can think about the stuff forever, or you can just start doing it. And whether it's mistakes, you know, whatever it is, just, you know, that's what this 90-day money game is all about. It's about just killing that perfection and just saying, I got to hit these numbers. So
release perfectionism. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And it'll never be perfect. No matter how much time you take, it's terrible. I wish it could be, but
as you've been telling
so
us.
So my game. This is so my game. Not worrying about spelling, not worrying about correcting, just sending. That's me.
Yeah.
Who knows, man? Yeah, who knows the opportunities that'll come up from just sending, you know, not worrying about it, not perfecting about it. And, I mean, you use video well, Dale. I mean, the world knows you don't love spelling, but you're using video so well with the live stuff you're doing and the restaurant courses. It's like, good, if it's not your pleasure, don't even deal with it. Just do video. It's great.
Yeah, I'm thinking more of just doing straight video. It's easy.
Yeah, you've created something so well with the stuff.
I've even thought, and we've never really addressed this, but with the broadcasting software that we have nowadays, like in my restaurant, it's so much easier to actually do a quick video introduction with the screen, kind of like you started doing in some of your presentations where you have the person there. And with the software, you just hit record, boom, and then you jump right into the slide. So even though you can do that quick 30-second face-to-face time in the video talking to people and then actually just pop to your slide presentation, it's so much more powerful nowadays than what we had when we started doing Showbiz Blueprint almost, what, 5 years ago, 7 years ago?
Yeah, 2011, yeah. Just crazy. So, yeah, it is. It's the value of how we can deliver stuff is so easy now and so good. You know, and it's funny, like all of us can be doing something pretty powerfully live nowadays. I don't know how many of you guys have seen this, or, but we are leaning heavily into this right now. In fact, we're going to a full campaign with it, with this thing called the new woman who's taking over 30 Days Sugar Free is using this Switcher Studio. This allows you to do live broadcasts using only iPhones and an iPad, but lower thirds, picture in picture, callers coming in. So we did a thing the other day. We had four cameras set up in our kitchen when she was here. One up on a stool, one above our island, one on a stool, one above our island, facing straight down at where she was cooking, one on her, one on me, and then the one on the iPad. But it's full studio editing from an iPad. So, I mean, even if you're doing a restaurant gig, Dale, for you to just have a couple cameras set up around the restaurant, and you for an iPad be able to switch cameras, just touching it, and that's the one that goes out live. For you to be able to go to your live, your Facebook group live of followers and say, hey, and have a wireless mic on that's hooked right into Switcher Studio and say, I'm going to take you guys live as I walk around this restaurant and work this table. I mean, how insane is that to be able to give your students this firsthand account, and then you got your little iPad here, you're doing all the switching from, you're like, oh, I'm going to go to that table. The camera's pointed right at it. You can zoom in on the table from the iPad. You can change the camera settings. It's really out of control. If you ever want to play with this thing, Switcher Studio, it's pretty dang powerful. It's just a iPad and phone app. Freaks me out what's able to happen right now. So I'll put that in the notes for us too, just to take a peek at. Oh, did I show any of that? Yeah, maybe I didn't show that thing. But yeah, you guys can bring that up, Switcher Studio. Nuts to have all this power just from little iPhones. You can grab iPhone 5s for kind of giveaway prices, and they got nice HD cameras in them. And you can hook, I think, up to 9 cameras into this thing. So, but yeah, I'd love to see you using that. Take your students on a journey actually in a restaurant one night. Wow, would that be something else? Yeah. That would take it out of lesson mode into real life pretty quickly. Well, cool, you guys. So I wanted just to, Tua, you feel all right? You feel complete on the LinkedIn part?
Yeah, you know, it's just a matter. It's like you've been telling us this whole call. Anytime we have a view on you, if not subliminally, change takes change.
See my new sign back there?
Yeah, I was looking at that going, you know, I really need to stick one of those up in my little closet office here.
This was, this is in Amy's house, who's taking over 30 Days Sugar Free. She has a big one. And I said, oh, could you bring that down for the photo? We did 32 videos for the new program in here. And she had this. It was so great. A little one she traveled with. So, oh, just so love it.
I used to have that sign, but I changed it.
You changed it finally. Okay. I will at some point too. But it ended up being a calling. So I wanted to leave a time at the end of this thing for anyone who was on here. I think about 5 people out of 20 wrote back and said they were going to do the money challenge, and they gave an amount that they were going to aim for. Joey, I know you're up there in the corner and you're still saying, what's the money game? So that's cool. You'll get to it. Maybe you throw those on a headphone and listen to them today.
I'm intrigued.
But you know, if you guys want to do it, if there's questions about it, if I can talk you through any of the strategies, I think covered the 4 really well. I'm going to put out a wrap up one today where I just kind of give like almost a cheat. Oh, hey, we got Germany on the house. Wait a minute. What's going on there?
I just wanted to do the sun.
Hold him up some. Whoa!
Another cutie.
Dude, I can't believe it.
Whoa!
Wait, do you have 2 or you just have 1?
1.
Just 1. I didn't know he was that new.
Huh?
He says, what language are they all speaking? I get it. Probably knows English perfectly.
Yeah, he speaks English.
So. Yeah, of course. So cool, man.
Yeah, and he's almost bald as well. So you're on
maybe
the ground.
You guys can get a Zoom play day with Gianluca and him.
How old is he?
2. Just became 2.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Cute.
So cool, man. What's his name, Renee?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, yeah. Cool, man.
Man, I could hold up my 18 or 21-year-old if you'd like.
Yeah, hold up 21-year-old, too. Show us that.
Yeah, he sees me now in the box, and he points to me and says, hey, it's Papa.
Joey's got a grandkid, right? No, not yet.
No grandkids. No,
okay, you just talked to granddads. Yeah,
but Fina, where I've been talking about it, but Fina, my oldest daughter, is 30.
Okay, so yeah, you could be. You're in the range.
I have one.
Yeah, Chewy has a grandkid.
Puppy, right? Puppy, puppy.
How does someone have a grandkid and do that promo video that we saw earlier in the call? I mean, that dude, we talked a little bit about your video channel, and I don't know where you're at with that, but that's another conversation you and I should talk about privately. In fact, I want to, yeah, it's just nuts because America's idea of growing old. Oh my God, that's your grandkid, yeah. America's idea of growing old and having grandkids is not your reality. So it's
nope. I mid-40s finished a Renaissance Festival weekend and went, oh, my knee hurts. That's different than being tired. You mean I'm going to age too? And then I started reading and working and realized, boy, you know, there's a lot I can do to keep functioning at a real high level at a much older age than people generally think of.
Yeah.
And so I make a point of doing that.
Hey, even the, you know, the video we talked about, and it's never left my mind. And I tell you, I would love this video. Yeah. Video. I think you said in 10 minutes a day, you could rotate every joint in your body or something.
Yeah. If I tell people one thing to do, it's move every joint in your body through its full range of motion every day. And you could do that in about 10 minutes or less, depending how fast or slow you do.
Yeah. Yeah. It hasn't left my mind. Clearly it hasn't left my mind. So, money challenge, money game. If there's anybody who has anything they want to answer live or look at examples of, we can stay here and work on that for a while now.
Hey, Barry, I got a question about it.
Cool.
So the job is to get proposals out there, but before you could do the proposal, you still have to make a connection with the person. So if I'm going to be sending out 5 to 7 proposals a day, that means I may have to make 50 connections to get those 5 proposals?
Nope. And you know, that's a great misunderstanding of this game. We do not need to go nearly as far in this during when we're doing this game. It's a chance to get rid of a whole bunch of the formality that we use in normal Showbiz Blueprint. The only thing for this 90 days is we're doing is we're connecting with as many people as we can. We're doing some sort of an invitation, be it on LinkedIn, whether it's during a phone call. It's an invitation to talk to them, to create some possibility that doesn't exist right now. Once that creation happens, we're not waiting, and that's where it can slow down. We are gonna go basically right to the proposal stage from that place. So, and it doesn't have to be a long one. It may even happen to take Tui's idea here with the mayor, with the governor. You connect on LinkedIn, you do an invitation, they write you back and they say, hey, can I jump on the phone or can I submit you a couple ideas for how to open this water advocacy meeting? Boom, that's it. Consider that your creation phase right there. If you get to do something with them live, if you send it as a video and attach with that a proposal, in your case, whether it's for free, but hopefully, you know, it's got a price tag on it. We're just practicing getting connections, invitations, doing rapid fire creations of ideas, possibilities that they don't have yet, and doing a proposal for it. What you're going to see from this is you get really good at making proposals and you're going to get some of these conversations and opportunities, contracts that you would have never gotten had you not done that. So the whole idea of having to do 50 to get 5 out, Dale, in my ideas, you do 50 and get 40 proposals out the door.
So let's say I got a library and I know they got the summer reading program. They know about me. I've marketed to them before. Do I just kind of call them up, go, hey, I got a great idea for your summer reading to kick off the event and just send them a quick proposal?
And then mark it on your chart. Do it.
Okay.
How does that differ from your normal system? Where would the proposal come in? Would you wait for more back and forth?
Yeah, I usually do a little back and forth because I feel like I have to make the connection. I have to at least find out if they're interested and then I send them a proposal. At this point I'm wiping out, we already have a connection. They've gotten at least an email from me. They kind of know about me. Or they've rejected my email and deleted it. But I'm just going to the kind of the proposal going, okay, I know you get a summer reading program, or I know like a park district. I know you're going to be doing your day camps. Here's a fun way to have an opening show and just send that off with a price quote.
Absolutely. Because so much gets dropped in that back and forth. And yeah, if we're working on a big corporate client, a relationship we want to make, long-term, it's worth doing that. And it's worth getting them into a sequence and a funnel and all the stuff we teach. And during this 90 days, my invitation for everyone is to get out of that, just to shake it up. We have to do this differently, just to get in the habit of making proposals, of just seeing how that works for us, especially in your case. You're gonna do very well at this thing because they don't have time to read a bunch of back and forth. If they get to the point where they can say, yeah, oh, this is great. We know Dale, he's got this thing, here's the price, let's just book it. you're going to experience that more often than you think, where balls would have gotten dropped in all the back and forth that you have to do.
It makes it much easier for me now because I got this database of clients that I've been getting ready to market to, or I have been marketing to. So
even
like
some of the people,
a couple hundred names already. So
yeah, even some of the people that you gathered during the December stuff, whether you heard back from them or not, touch back in with them right now. Take the ownership, take the captain's chair in the boat and create something for them. Find out something they have going on, create an idea for them, send it to them with a proposal, mark it off on your sheet. You're going to hit those numbers that you sent me pretty easily.
Okay.
Even if they're lower fees for each one. And, you know, Dale, to stay out of the writing game as much as you can and do the video thing, which you're very good at, you got this nice kind of setup going on. It would be no problem for you to just do a generic one about your summer reading program. And then the only place it gets customized is in the email or the LinkedIn note to them or the social media, however you get them the proposal. That's the only place it would be publicized. But you can do a nice third with your picture on the side, going through a quick rapid fire slideshow with some pictures of you while you're talking about the summer reading program, what you're bringing this month, and boom, have the proposal right there in a PDF in the piece. Man, I'm looking forward to seeing your red side grow. That's good.
Okay.
Cool, man. You going to do that with a video?
Yeah, I'll probably do it with a video because I did your thing before where you wanted us to do a quick wave. Remember that one? I wound up doing that. I got a couple of responses that way. And I found it real quickly just to be able to sit down, boom. I spent more time uploading it on YouTube than I think hitting send.
Right. And yeah, and I probably mentioned that app called Bonjoro. Do you know that?
Yeah, I think you mentioned it, but I haven't looked at it in a long time.
This is a great little app. And what I found about these is I've tested this thing extensively. I do it with new customers who join. It's a great little app on your phone, and I have it tied into Zapier. So my shopping cart, when someone buys sugar-free, Amy's doing these now, but when someone buys sugar-free, I get an email right away through it plugs them into my Bonjoro account, and I just hit the button. I just wave, and I go, hey, Jen, welcome so much to 30 Days Sugar Free. Excited. You need any support, drop a line to support at 30 Days Sugar Free, and I can't wait to support you during this month. And it just sends it right to them. But the open rate is almost 100% on customers. We tried it with people who opted in for our free menu, and it hardly ever got open. So I don't know that this would be a great thing for cold contacts because they get this thing, and they don't know what it is, but holy cow, do it to customers, get a Bonjoro to them right when they book you for something. They're blown away that you took the time, and they don't know, but all of the Bonjoro, you turn on your phone, you hit the button, you record a little 10-second video to them, and they send it and everything. So there's no work in it, but it's kind of a cool little app, and you can the free account works great in this thing, actually.
Is there a limit on how many you could send on that free account?
I think the free account may have 100 a month or something like that. It was fine for us, and then we paid for it for a while. We're going to have to start paying for it again, though, now because we're getting more people in with Amy and the thing. Yeah, free forever. What does this give you? Oh, send a 5 at a time. Oh, unlimited Bonjoros. No. Oh, the only difference is it has branding on the bottom. It just says, you know, try your own Bonjoro, which is no big deal.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, pretty good. But definitely worth trying. So I don't know if you're doing someone like that, but I'll tell you, once they write back to you or something, then it's really easy to integrate with anything with Zapier or wherever you connect, and that's too technical for this conversation. So, all right, so cut that down. You asked that original question, yeah. 50 connections should lead you to 40 to 50 proposals, whatever those look like.
Okay, that makes my life a lot easier now because I thought I had to make first a connection, wait for them to respond back, and then send the proposal. So I was thinking, you know, just playing the numbers game, you're going to need what, you know, 1%? So you're going to have to do 500 of them to get 50 out?
No. We're not doing that for 90 days, and you may never go back to it. So, you know, you don't want to do the connect, invite, create, propose all in one email, though. I mean, that may be a little misleading. But anyone you have a connection with, even if it's a response back or you've made a connection on LinkedIn, they've accepted your response, go right then to the create phase. Go, hey, I see you guys are having this thing coming up. Here's something, you know, in Tui's case, show that video and say, here's how I'd like to open this meeting. And then put a proposal in, whether it's got money in it, whether it's got anything in. Go for that proposal page just to get used to putting that number out.
Now, are we dropping that proposal on an actual web page? Are we going to have to create a web page to load this, or how are we delivering it?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit different for everyone. If it's something that's big money and it warrants it, put it on a CVI page. You know, if it's something you can do in a simple PDF, put it on a simple branded PDF page where you just kind of outline what you're going to do, the fee for it, and the deadline for when to get back to you on it. If it's something totally casual, just say, I want to be at this event. Here's an outline of what it is. Here's an outline of what it will take. Boom, boom, boom. The price is one of the bullet points, and put it on your chart.
So actually, we could just send a little message with a link to a video, and then, which would probably be like a YouTube video link, and then attach PDF and be done.
Attach a PDF and be done, or put it right in the email. I just want you to get really used to this whole idea of just building that proposal site, getting proposals out the door. And you know, someone like Jen who's doing this, if she's going for the corporate world and it's more expensive, there's going to want to be a little more branding to it. You know, if Tui's doing something with LinkedIn connections who don't know him and he's looking to build something, it can be completely formal, informal. Dale, you're doing stuff with libraries who already know you. Keep it simple, man. Those people are busy as hell. In fact, it's funny. I wonder what percentage of your business gets dropped because of the required going back and forth for a show that's not doesn't really cost a lot of money. It's not a big buy. They already have a trust factor built into you. So, I mean, it's funny on your thing. I got this feeling you're going to start seeing some, oh my gosh, I need to always do them this quickly.
It's an idea.
Yeah. It's going to be good to check. Mick, I don't know if he's still on, but just for the sake of the recording, I will just say, Mick, the piece for you guys. Oh yeah, you are there. And you know, with the Danger Committee, man, I want you into this thing so hard. We have talked privately so many times about the different niches that you need to be hitting. It's crazy. And this money challenge, I mean, I thought about pitching this thing basically for you. I mean, we're all coming along for the ride, but you need to be getting contact with people, unemotional about the connection, the outcome, and just get that drumbeat going of talking to people, of getting this invitation out.
If we put a time limit on this, what should we be working in our schedule? Should we be looking at an hour a day?
That'd be great. I mean, you can get a lot done in an hour a day. If it's five days a week and you get to do an hour a day, it'd be wonderful.
Okay, because I'm just trying to think of time planning now of where this.
I talked about it a bit.
Come gung ho and work 24/7, or you just.
No, God, no. I talked about it a bit on the last podcast. So, you know, it's basically you need to take the amount of money you want to make, how much you're going to propose, divide it, and find out what you need to do each of these 90 days.
Right.
You know, if you're doing 100,000, your shows cost 10,000, you need to make 10 proposals. Not a big deal. You know, if you're at 100,000 and your shows are 1,000, you got to get 100 out. It's a little bit bigger deal, but it just means you get to get less emotionally attached to each one. Okay. Yeah.
I'm an overachiever, so I like to do a lot.
Dude, are you ever. I just put a bunch of stuff in a box for you for all the contests you've won with in the Platinum Club. And it's all for your kids. So.
Oh, yeah. That my son wanted to know. What is Barry sending me?
He's always so good.
That's my youngest. He already knows. What is Barry sending me?
I got a one of those big flat rate boxes, and I just like I'm cleaning out like antiques and juggling toys. They may be jugglers, so yeah. All stuff that I paid a lot of money for on eBay 20 years ago. So
thank you for the fire torches and the machetes. I appreciate that.
Hey, I'll take
my wife will love you.
I'll take juggling antiques.
Yeah. You got to win the contest, man. Dale wins them all the time. So he's always the man. He's the overachiever. So, yeah. Well, cool, you guys. Anyone else want to talk through an idea? I'm going to put out one more piece today that's kind of a recap and just a daily flow of what you should be doing. But, you know, a live chance here to deal with it if anyone else has anything. Who's afraid of doing it? A little bit? Okay, cool, Tui. Everyone else is just like balls in. Mark, cool. Mark's in L.A., man. That's ground zero for events happening and places that you can pitch without having an emotional attachment. Okay. All right, good. That's a good one. All right. And I didn't get to see if Mick had his hand up for him being afraid, but I know there's some stuff going on there, so we'll dig into that. All right, guys. Anyone else? Anything else we want to do live? We can turn loose here. Thanks for hanging out. 2 hours, man. That was a great session.
Hey, Barry, my wife just wants to let you know she's stuck at 196 likes on her page.
oh, good, there was a different strategy we were going to kick into after 100. So did she look at what we had for the 100 to 1,000 jump?
No, she hasn't paid attention to that. All she's been doing is attacking mom groups now and getting it out there. So she's stuck at 196.
Okay. We had a separate strategy for 100 to 1,000, and that'll work beautifully. So let's jump into that, and I'll talk to you guys about it.
Okay. She just wanted to let you know that she's been stuck at 196 for a day now, so she's kind of bummed.
That's not terrible. That's good. Okay, so that's a month or so. Is that when we did that a month ago?
Yeah, we just started in January.
Okay, cool. That's good. All right, we need to get the strategies going that are the 100 to 1,000.
Okay.
I think that was written on the notes of that session or in the notes that I published for that
one. I'll dig through and I'll see if I can find it for her.
Okay, cool. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Jen. Bye. So good talking. Jen, call me and let's schedule up what we need to do next.
Okay, sounds good.
It's probably tied into this money challenge stuff. So I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.